I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Colorado Foundation for Agriculture is saying goodbye to its founding executive. Betty Blindy is stepping down from the position that she created in 1991 after hearing that the then Young program was in trouble.
Well, it started about 26 years ago when the lady from the Department of Agriculture was doing the Ag in the Classroom programs. At that time, the Department of Agriculture was going through budgetary cutbacks. She and I were at a meeting one day, and she said, gee, I wish somebody would come in and take over this program. So I got to thinking about it, and I went in the next week and gave them three options on that, maybe how to restructure their Ag in the Classroom program. So they liked one of the ideas, and that was setting up a separate not-for-profit educational corporation. And that's what became the Colorado Foundation for Agriculture.
Blindy grew up in Arvada in Longmont, Colorado, where her family raised cattle. She moved to Nebraska for a short while, where she and her former husband worked as ranchers. Now a resident of Red Feather Lakes, Blindy is also a member of the Volunteer Fire Department and is working to help build that program, too.
So we're trying to build a new firehouse. The first year it's going to be working at getting the new firehouse built.
One of her final projects at the Colorado Foundation for Agriculture will be the annual Colorado Literacy Project. That program invites farmers and ranchers to go to local schools and read to students every year. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.